Got it, Rex.
Oh, g'day. Is it, who am I speaking to?
Tony.
Tony. Yeah, my name's Simon. I had my STI in there a few weeks back.
Yep.
And you actually rang me about putting an exhaust on it because it was a bit, it was sort of a bit mismatchy. Anyway, I'm just wondering about, with the GC8 exhaust, I think you mentioned you had the NVIDIA N1.
Yes, I think so.
Do you have those in stock?
I would have to check. Did you want to just pick it up?
Yeah, I'd do a pickup on that if
you've got... Oh, sorry, is this the one that we tuned?
Yeah, you tuned it. That's right. Yeah, you rang up about...
And...
Yeah, and I've since spoken to Warwick, and either he's going to remote into it or I'm going to bring it back because we're going to up the boost a little bit. Basically... What's happened is that I understand I've got what I asked for, but it's very lackluster. Feels a lot sluggish compared to what it was. Basically, because you get aggressive timing from Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, so I totally understand that. But the boost is down about probably 2 PSI from the stock ECU.
Yeah.
So Warwick was going to remote in and up it, but I'm starting to sort of like reassess it. Well, if I do that, I might as well look at getting the proper exhaust for it. So hence, I was just seeing what you've got in stock.
And were you going to fit it yourself, or were you fitting it for you?
I'd fit it myself. Yeah.
So we're talking about a full turbo back, aren't we?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is the N1 the only option? Really? I know the Q300, I'm not sure they... Yeah, is it?
Q300 is quieter. And there's also AVO that we use.
Uh-huh.
Or you can also go for an X-Force.
Yeah, right. Okay. Because I don't actually mind the N1, because it's like an angle fitment, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a Canon that's on a little bit of an angle. That's the only Canon that's easy to get.
Yeah,
otherwise,
that's
the rest
right.
of them are all proper like mufflers.
Yeah, because it's pretty much like what I've got. I don't know if you remember, but it's got a Canon that's sort of angle mounted, and I know it's not stock, but I don't mind that look. I've kind of gotten all right with it.
Yeah, and did you have a stock downpipe on that?
It is. It's a stock downpipe. Yeah.
Yeah. And were you planning to do a full turbo back or just a cabin?
Yeah, I think it's the full, because what it's got, it's a stock downpipe, then it's got an aftermarket 2.5-inch mid pipe, then
right.
a 3-inch diff back.
Okay,
so it's a bit of it's a bit of a mismatch, and that's why I thought I don't mind keeping the diff back, but then it's not going to match up to anything anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't get the downpipe and midsection alone.
No,
so
no.
I've come to the conclusion, well, I'm just going to have to buy the whole kit.
Yeah.
I'm just a little bit like, is the N1 too loud? That's just what I'm worrying.
It's a little bit hard to say. It's definitely going to be louder than what you've got.
Yeah.
So when you put a full turbo back on there, like even if you kept your muffler on there and just put a downpipe on there to make it turbo back, it's going to be louder. Like
Well, I've got another one, WRX, and that's got an X-Force turbo back 3-inch. So, you know, the X-Force does it with the high flow cat as part of the midsection.
Yeah, and they've got a nice big muffler on the back.
Yeah, but I've got a twin tip at the back. That's the only difference.
Yeah, so the N1 will be louder than that.
It will be louder than that, yeah. Because it's not too loud, but I guess, I don't know, I just don't want to, you know, fit it on and think, oh, shit, this is too loud or something like that.
It's definitely going to be louder than an X-Force. Like, if you've got enough WRX with an X-Force on there, then you're going to be a decent amount louder. Not, like, ridiculous, but definitely louder.
Yeah, okay. Whereas a Q300 would probably... be maybe equivalent to the X-Force
equivalent
that I've got.
Or similar.
Yeah.
Same as the AVO. It depends. I'd probably put an AVO on there. They look nice and they sound good. The AVO sounds better than the Q300s.
Yeah. What's the muffler like on the AVO?
Very similar to probably your X-Force, I'd say.
So it's a twin tip.
No, single tip. The actual muffler itself will look similar, I reckon.
Yeah.
Depending on which X-Force you've got, if I'm thinking of the same one, it's just like a polished muffler that's rounded edges. Whereas the
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whereas the Q300 has like a OEM style looking muffler.
Yeah, yeah, like rounded, like a bit more. Like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's got the lips on the edges, like where it's all folded together.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. If it was mine, I'd probably go for the AVO, if anything. They just sound a little bit nicer.
Yeah, okay.
They're quiet, but they've got like a deep throb to them.
Yep.
Huron's a little bit louder than those, and then the N ones are a fair bit louder.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I might have a look. I'll see if I can have a look at some pictures of the AVO just to get my head around it. Otherwise, what about performance-wise? So after they're I do what I do, yeah, you're not going to notice a big difference.
Nah, they're all 3-inch, so it doesn't matter.
Much of a much, yeah.
It's purely noise and look that we're looking at after that. Yeah.
Yeah. What about, because the Q300's got a bit more of a bend on the diff back, but again, you're not, same thing.
Make absolutely zero difference. Yeah, on the Q300s, we've got cars making 350 kilowatts on those.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Yeah,
no,
so it'll be fine. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Cool. Okay. So what have you got? Do you stock these?
I think in stock, we've got the N1s and Q300s.
Yeah.
The AVOs, I think we've got some on order coming soon. I could be wrong. Could be lying to you completely. I know we can get them anyway within like a couple of days.
Yeah, okay.
And then the X-Force, we should be able to get pretty quick through.
Yeah, okay.
So normally
we
just deal with AVO and NVIDIA, but we're starting to do a lot of X-Force stuff now.
Yeah, no worries. What's the Q300, is that the same as the N1 cost-wise, or is there a difference?
It might be like $100 difference.
Yeah, right, okay. So they're very
similar. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're like low twos or something, is it?
For the cat-back, you mean? For the cat-back, they're both about $1,100. And then on top of that, the downpipes, I think, are another 1,100. So it'd be 2,200, I think, for a full NVIDIA turbo back.
Yep. Yep.
Roughly.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, they're all the brands are all very, very similar price. Like, they're all within a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, 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 okay. All right, what I'll do, knowing, so you've got the Q300s and the N1s in stock, you reckon?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, all right. So if I turn up, sometime this week, is that okay if I come in there and pick that up?
Buzz before you do, so I can make sure it's actually here on that day.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll do that.
And then I need to make sure I've got a downpipe here for you as well. That's the only other thing. So I'll do that as soon as we get off the phone.
Yep. No worries.
Actually, I'll just take plenty of cat-backs anyway. So if you want anything other than the N1 or the Q300, give me a call.
Yeah.
Still give me a call just in case we don't have the downpipe here. Otherwise, I'll have those two here for you, definitely.
Yeah, no worries. And what I'll do at the same time is I want to put a can Lambda in it as well. And I know Link's got a decent sale. The Black Friday. Do you have plenty of those in stock?
I reckon we've probably just gotten like 20 of them or something or
so. Oh, okay. So you got heaps.
Yeah.
I thought,
and even if we don't have it yet, we'll get it very quick.
I saw some of the photos on it.
We've got a ton of Link stuff here now.
Yeah, because I had a look into it, and after I talked to Warwick, I think I'm going down. So I'm going to put an IAT on it, just get all the electronics sorted. I have even a oil pressure sensor, stuff like that, and then get a little bit more serious. So I think I'll probably pull the trigger a little bit too early, coming in for a tune as it was.
Enjoy the car now, knowing it's not going to break.
Yeah, no, correct. Yeah, it's not going to. Yeah. Well, having said that, I actually put the original ECU in. I put some octane booster in. I don't know if it's still safe or not, but just as a comparison, it's a lot more fun to drive. But anyway, I'm going to do something about it. I'll come in, I'll pick up the exhaust and the can Lambda, and then...
I'll get Warwick to have a chat with you when you're in as well. And that way
we'll
guide you down the right path instead of just buying parts willy-nilly and just wasting money.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, that sounds like a good idea. He's there every day anyway, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Unless he has to take the day off, but most days...
Yeah. No, fair enough. Cool. All right. Well, I'll have a quick look at the AVO exhaust, and then I'll ring you up, and then I'll come pick one of them up.
Yeah, done. Easy.
Cool. All right. Thanks for the chat, Tony.
All good. Thanks.
All right. See you, mate. Bye.